Now, at this point in our worship, I invite forward Ryan, Grant, and Savannah for the rite of confirmation. And they are doing what we just sang about. Here in the power of Christ, I stand. We're going to hear it from them here this morning and also pray for them and encourage them with a word from the Scriptures. Beloved in the Lord, our Lord Jesus said to his apostles, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. You have been baptized and trained in the Christian faith according to Jesus' command in Matthew 28. Confirmands, lift up your hearts to the God of all grace and joyfully give answer to what I now ask you in the name of the Lord. Do you this day in the presence of God and of this congregation acknowledge the gifts that God gave you in your baptism?
Yes, I do.
Do you renounce the devil, all his works, and all his ways?
Yes, I do.
Do you believe in God, the Father Almighty?
Yes, I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth.
And do you believe in Jesus, his only Son, our Lord?
Yes, I believe in Jesus Christ, the Redeemer of my life.
And do you believe in the Holy Spirit?
Yes, I believe in the Holy Spirit, the one who calls me and keeps me in the faith.
Do you intend to live according to the Word of God and in faith, word and deed, to remain true to God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit?
I do, by the grace of God.
Ryan, I'm going to invite you to kneel for a blessing. Ryan has chosen for his scriptural verse a word of affirmation from Psalm 111, verse 10. It says this, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. All who follow his precepts have good understanding. To him belongs eternal praise." Some words of encouragement for you, Ryan. Ryan, you have an active imagination and think of possibilities that no one else would consider. There have been times in class that you have pushed me to think about Bible verses and God in new ways. Thank you for that. Be sure in life to keep that active imagination for all the ways in which God will work in your life. Every day, God will work to bless your relationships, to keep you safe, and to bring you closer to Him. Amen. Grant, please kneel right here. Grant has chosen for his confirmation verse, James 1, verse 6, these words. "But when he asks, he must believe and not doubt, because he who doubts is like a wave of the sea blown and tossed by the wind." And some words of encouragement for you, Grant. Grant, I want you to remember a lesson from one of our times together this last month that I think you'll remember. You raced and won that race. Do you remember this? But then you had to race. I had you race while holding a bag with about a 40-pound rock inside. You lost that race. Do you remember losing that race? The lesson is this. In life, you will have 40-pound-like rock challenges. I guarantee you. You don't have to carry them. Rely on Jesus to carry them. You will be much lighter and faster on your feet without the extra burden. I look forward to seeing you run smoothly and lightly on the track field and in life. Amen. Savannah, please kneel. And a word of encouragement for you from Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 11. It says this, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." Savannah, you have one of the greatest smiles. You're giving me one right now. Thank you. When you walk into the room, you make everyone else around you feel better and at ease. With the promise from Jeremiah 29, you can always count on smiling in life. Your God will not leave or forget you. God has made sure plans for your future. Knowing that it has already been laid out for you, yes, you can smile. It may be hard when people around you aren't smiling and are upset in life. In those times, I want you to remember something your grandmother, Miss Dixie, told me just recently. She said this, "When I find someone who is grumpy and upset, I continue to smile and I pray for them." Excellent advice and words that I know that you can live by. Amen. Let us pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, we thank and praise you for your great goodness in bringing these, your sons and daughters, to the knowledge of your Son, our Savior Jesus, and enabling them both with the heart to believe and with the mouth to confess his saving name. Grant that bringing forth the fruits of faith, they may continue steadfast and victorious to the day when all who have fought the good fight of faith shall receive the crown of righteousness. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may return to your seats. And at this time in our worship service, we continue with the gathering of our offerings.